Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the meat markets are in pretty much in the tank today and hovering near their lows, with feeders limit down most every contract other than the September contract of this year starting to come off by one tick. In the meantime, the fats have been limit down straight across the board, but have come off and now have flipped back down limit on the Feb and the Aprils. The concern is because of the hog market, June and July hogs limit down and, 250 lower on the Febs and 247 lower on the Aprils. The concern is that the strength in the U.S. dollar, you know, at one time today we were up over 1,000 points on that, or 100 points, and have fallen back to about 50 points higher on the day. We are now currently rallying 82.8 higher on the day. Well, basically the concern is that with the dollar rallying as aggressive as it is, it may make U.S. pork exports slow up. And we are shipping pork to Mexico fairly nicely right now. If pork slows up, then that's just going to backlog, along with a backup of poultry, would weigh on beef values and just accumulate more competitive meats against beef. And so the cattle market continues slide. And, of course, we do not believe it's done. We think that there's still more to come, and, of course, the tops are in. And, you know, easy to feel that way now, but we've been feeling that way since early December. So we feel the cattle market has lower to go. I think Feb cattle will go to 146, 146.57, something like that. Take a look at that. Maybe, just maybe, it can stabilize in that area. And then, of course, that'll put the Junes down to 140. And that was a target that we noted some large buying of 140 puts back in early December when the futures were around 158, 159. Who would have thought before the end of January we could even be there? This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.